The last few weeks, we have been bringing you leaders, young leaders from the Desmond and Leah Tutu Legacy Foundation's Leading for Humanity Leadership Program. It's an immersive project, a program that focuses on building core leadership competencies that underpins courageous leadership that has been inspired by the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and of course his wife Malia Tutu. And over the last few weeks, we've been bringing you young leaders who've been part of this program. And today I introduce you to Luvuyo Madikane, who's a development officer at the National Development Agency, has been part of this group, holds a Bachelor of Arts in Development Studies from the University of Johannesburg, honors degree in social development from UCT, and a postgraduate diploma in project management from Regent Business School, and is currently completing a master's in social development at UCT. Luvuyo, thanks so much for joining us. Why was it important to be part of the Leading for Humanity program for you?
Good morning, Lester, and to the listeners at home. It's such an great opportunity for me to be part of the program itself, to be amongst the like-minded young people who are coming from all spheres of life, basically from government and business sector. So it was one of the things that drew me to the leadership program. And of course, because of, the program, we are the first cohort group of the foundation, the Leading for Humanity program. So it was an opportunity for me to actually learn and from others as well. Yeah.
Luvuyo, last night I was at an alumni event that caters for leadership programs, and I'm an alumnus of that particular program. And what was quite striking the type of profile of young South African, and reasonably young, I'm still consider myself a reasonably young South African, but the potential kinetic energy to get South Africa moving in this particular program. Yes, there were some people who are now politicians, and I won't hold that against it, but there were people from civil society. There were people who built apps. There were people who were part of businesses. And you could see in this room this potential kinetic energy to get South Africa moving. And if we look at particularly your work at the National Development Agency, you want to inspire, you want to facilitate, and you want to uplift community organizations so that there can be that potential for change. And I think a program like the Desmond and Leah Tutu Leading for Humanity program is similar to that. It harnesses the potential kinetic energy to get South Africa moving.
That's correct, Lester. That's correct. And I must say, I have been to other leadership program, yes, I've observed what you're talking about. But this one specifically, it's something that I've never seen before. Not only because it's from, it's from the Desmond Tutu Foundation, but because of how it's designed. Like the type of content that was shared in the program itself, it challenges one to actually draw from within themselves, to actually first know themselves in order, to help others. So basically, it encourages leaders to actually heal themselves before they can heal the society. So with the way that one is currently to the National Development Agency, it gives me the opportunity to engage and also to be the light in the community, in a country like South Africa that has high levels of unemployment and high levels of poverty. It definitely needs people or young people who are able to share the light and also encourage people to, to just do things for themselves as well as,
Luvuyo, the NDA plays a crucial role in eradicating poverty and enhancing capacity, particularly amongst the civil society sector. You are regularly on the ground at the coalface of the real challenges that face South Africa. If in I know it's very difficult, but in a very short space of time, diagnose what is the most urgent need for South Africa at the moment, and if possible, in 2 minutes, how do we rectify some of the most critical issues using what you've learned at the leadership program as your prism for your explanation?
Okay. The truth is, we are a wounded nation, I would say, that comes from our historical background. So I can say the effects of the apartheid are seen, are there, you know, how societies, communities are built, they still resemble what happened years back. So now, the question is then, what can be done in order to address that? One, people needs to be empowered enough, you know, with education, resources not to be available. And one can say as well, the lack of political will, I can say, you know, corruption is very rife. So there is a number of, like, in fact, I think government should be...
I appreciate you trying to do and attempt the very difficult task to distill South Africa's problems in 60 seconds, but I appreciate the attempt. Luvuyo Madikane is the development officer at the National Development Agency, also a participant in the Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Leia Malaya Tutu's Legacy Foundation's Leading for Humanity